Hey, hockey fans, you're listening to Locked On NHL, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. And thank you for making Locked On NHL your first listen every day. This show is free and available on all podcast platforms and also YouTube. We're going to talk about hockey today on Locked On NHL.
You're Locked On NHL, your daily podcast on the National Hockey League. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, my name is Sarah, also host of Locked On Los Angeles Kings. I'm joined, as always, by Jess, host of Locked On Calgary Flames. And we're ready for the regular season to start. As we're recording this on Tuesday night, because that's how time works, we're getting ready for the start of the 2021-2022 NHL season. And I don't know about you, but I'm pretty excited to have actual hockey back.
I feel like this off season flew by. I don't know. Maybe it's because it was shortened, but even like the dog days of the off season didn't seem as brutal. So I'm happy.
I feel like it both flew by and also has taken forever as a team that has not touched or even like
May.
Glimpsed at the playoffs in quite some time. It's definitely been like TikTok, like where's the new season? And of course, like my team has already been derailed by their star young player getting hurt. So, you know, that's cool, but other teams will get to do cool stuff. And today we're going to talk on the show about some, well, I guess not cool stuff because COVID is already rearing its head. And the season hasn't even started yet. We're going to take a look at what is happening with some different teams. We've also got some news out of Seattle, both COVID and non-COVID news. We'll talk about what's going on with the Kraken as they get ready to start their season. And then we're going to make some predictions. We both are like, well, predictions are a thing that exist.
Yeah, and gotta do them.
I sure don't love being wrong, but I guess we'll commit to being potentially wrong here on the internet. So we'll be giving you some predictions for what we think is going to happen this season. But first up, we'll actually start with the happy news before we get on to the news, which is that the Seattle Kraken have named a captain. And it is a name very familiar to you, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. A little soft in the wounds, but
just a little bit. Just a little bit. So the first captain in the franchise history of the Seattle Kraken is Mark Giordano, who previously spent all of his time with the Flames and is now the captain of the Kraken. So for Kraken fans who are listening, who don't know Mark Giordano yet, other than kind of in the preseason sort of like, hey, hi, I'm here kind of thing, what are they getting in him in terms of, you know, a captain?
I think that he is a true leader off the ice. I saw a quote today from Milan Lucic, who has played in different organizations, and he was talking about the captains that he's played under, and he said that Gio is the one that's most vocal in the locker room. So I think that, you know, they're really getting someone who can give that pep talk that you need at the end of the second period when you're trailing by two. And he's going to light up the room and have you go out there and complete the comeback. I think that he does a lot of great things for the community as well. I'm not entirely sure if there's like a name of his foundation or the community outreach program that he does, but I know that he participated in the Calgary Pride events for several years, which was really great to see. So I'm sure that Seattle's going to be a good fit for him, and just kind of seeing how they're already integrating the local outreach and advocacy programs there.
Yeah, people are already talking about when are the Kraken just going to give him a contract extension because, you know, you named him your first captain. He's got a one year left on his deal. Are you really going to let him walk? Are you really going to trade him at the deadline?
Yeah.
I don't think so. So I would expect to see him back next season as well.
Oh, without a doubt. I think that he still has a little bit of gas left in the tank. Maybe not a 3-year deal, but one or two, you know, low risk, high reward sort of thing there.
Yeah. And, you know, the classic good in the room. So
exactly. And that's what you need. That's what you need. You have a clean slate heading into this franchise, and you have the best option out there as your captain.
Well, Seattle is going to need a steady guiding hand as they embark on their season because they have already lost a giant chunk of their lineup to COVID. Now, obviously, COVID protocols are a little different this season than last season. Last season, guys could be out for an extended amount of time, even if they didn't have COVID, but just while waiting for them to pass the right number of tests and waiting for like contact tracing and everything to happen. So this year, we should probably see guys on and off the COVID list a lot quicker, but that still doesn't help when you're Seattle, who has now lost Jared McCann, Jamie Oleksiak, Jonas Donskoy, and Kalle Yarncroc, all in COVID-19 protocol. They're not able to play in the team's first game. Seattle was active on waivers, picking up players because they, ran out of guys. They are out. They are without three top nine forwards, their number one center, and a top four defenseman for their first ever real actual hockey game. So, man,
things are really starting off hot.
Yeah. It's just, I feel like between teams already having significant injuries to players, COVID hitting different lineups, it's just like the season hasn't even started yet.
No. And I think that's kind of terrifying that this is the precedent that the hockey gods are sending. Gio had media availability on Tuesday where he talked about, you know, we're fortunate enough to be playing through COVID, and but you know, this thing's gonna pop up and we just have to learn to adjust, and this isn't, you know, the first season with it, but it is the first season with these, I don't want to say loosened protocol, because I think it makes sense, especially with the vaccination rates and the science and how that's all developed in the last year. I just think that, you know, we're going to have to get used to the, oh, they don't need those three negative tests to come back. It's going to be, hey, they're on protocol or they're in protocol, and then they're back the next day.
So
good luck to everyone, honestly.
Rough go, though, for Seattle, who, you know, I mean, their first game, you know, by the time anyone's listening to this, it would have already happened. Well, away game, at least. But that first home game is going to be just great, I think, and hopefully maybe they'll get some more of their roster back by the time they're making their home debut, but it's pretty rough for them. And one other team missing a pretty big component for at least their season opener is the Colorado Avalanche. Nate McKinnon is out in COVID protocol. He tested positive for COVID earlier in the week on Tuesday, which would be right now. I believe they said he is asymptomatic. Yeah. So, you know, fortunately he's doing good. Their coach also is out. Jared Bednar was also placed in COVID protocol. He's not going to be on the bench for the team's opening night game either. So good job, everyone. This is what we're dealing with. The season hasn't even started yet.
Yeah, I don't know where y'all are going or what you're doing. especially Nathan McKinnon, who seems to like only consume, like he's like a step below Connor McDavid.
Right. Like, was it the cauliflower factory or something?
Are you
like
going
Whole Foods?
Right. You're going to cook the chickpeas yourself or your chickpea pasta? Like, what are we doing? But in all seriousness, though, I hope that everyone stays healthy and there's no long-term ramifications, even if you are asymptomatic. I don't know how that works. But again, I'm a podcaster, not a doctor. So
we're already seeing also several players. I know earlier Josh Archibald from the Oilers was announced to be out all year with COVID complications. Alex Stalock, goaltender, is out the whole season because of COVID complications. And Brandon Sutter, he's not confirmed out for the whole season, but they just announced that for the Canucks that he has long haul COVID symptoms as well that he's dealing with. So, you know, I think it's also just a reminder that these guys are at the peak of health. I mean, Jonathan Toews, they've never 100% confirmed it, but he, you know, he even has said like, yeah, I suspect that I had COVID and have just been like a long haul COVID person. And
that whole situation doesn't sit right with me.
It's like these guys are at the peak of their health. They're, you know.
The Minnesota Wild prospect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I read the Athletic article where he was begging his parents to fall asleep with him at night. And I was like, this is the most devastating thing for, and it's just, you know, it's sad because people are like, oh, like, I'm healthy, I'll let my immune system take care of it, whatever. I'm sorry, but it, I don't think a 19-year-old top prospect is less healthy than you.
Right. Yeah.
So,
yeah, it's rough out there. It's rough out there. Well, we hope that obviously everything goes well for all these guys. You know, whether you're Nate McKinnon or you're, you know, a fourth line AHL guy or whatever, like, obviously we want everyone to be in full health and hope that they all bounce back and get back to their hockey lives. Up next, we're going to make predictions that aren't about a pandemic. So we're going to take a look at what we think is going to happen this season, and no, teams getting, you know, everyone lost to COVID protocols is not one of them, but we'll talk about that next. But
these
first,
are good predictions.
Good predictions. Happiness. They're good predictions. And we're going to talk first about good snacks with Built Bar.
Oh, yes. My snacks that I keep handy right on my desk, they're coming with me on my road trip this weekend, so I don't stop and fill up on $10 McDoubles and meals. I'm going to fill up on a very healthy protein bar, Built Bar, and the cookie dough chunk. I always want to say crunch, but cookie dough chunk, cookie dough crunch, whatever you prefer, is now available on the site, and it is 15% off with your 15% off discount code LOCKED15, and their protein bars that are great for getting you through the day, getting you through your long road trips, your afternoon meeting, and while you're sending your emails, whenever you want. High in protein, high in fiber, low in sugar, they're good for you, okay? Give it a go at built.com with promo code LOCKED15.
You are, of course, listening and or watching Locked On NHL, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network. And we thank all you listeners and viewers out there for making us your first listen and or watch of the day, every day, here on your favorite podcasting or viewing platform of choice. We've got predictions now, because let's just do it. Let's just make some crazy predictions. So I figure we can, we're going to like take the easy, not the easy, but the slightly less complex prediction route and just sort of go with who we think is going to win each division and then your Stanley Cup final and then who walks home with the ultimate prize. Maybe some other predictions if we, you know, get spicy by the end of the show. But we will start out with the Metropolitan Division, which, I'll be honest, aside from Columbus and New Jersey, looks scary. I'm very glad that I don't have a team there.
Yeah, I'm very grateful for that, to be completely honest. And, you know, I'm cool with my non-competitive division. I'll take that over the Eastern Conference divisions any day.
These are going to be, like, both of us are in the Pacific. Everyone, every analyst everywhere talks about how garbage the Pacific division is. And I get it. Like, it is. It's garbage.
Like, look at these teams compared.
Yeah. There are going to be good teams. This is going to be one of those situations where, like, a team in the Metro or a team in the Atlantic, if you picked them up and plucked them and put them in the Pacific, that they would have been like second in the division or something. Yeah. But they're going to miss the playoffs in the Metro because everyone is wild. Yeah.
You know, I'm going to go with the Islanders. I think that, you know, I think that they just stand out to me. I think that they have a chip on their shoulder, mm-hmm. and they want this. They want the cup. They want it all. So they got to start the first step, the division.
Yeah, I'm with you on the Islanders. It took me a little while to kind of to come to a agreement on them, but they're a team that the past couple seasons I have definitely underestimated, like me and probably half of the other hockey people out there. And just sort of looking at how quietly they've gone about their business in, you know, improving their team. And sure, they're now like the oldest team in the league or something.
Yeah.
all of Lou Lamoriello's signings. I mean, Zdeno Chara art just makes it
right.
He's an outlier and should not be counted. But, you know, I think that they're a team that is finally not just a collection of guys. And, you know, they play very strong hockey under Barry Trotz. Is it the most exciting hockey I've ever seen? No, but they get the job done. And so I am with you. I am going with the Islanders and the Metropolitan. I think that they're going to surprise people. And at this point, they shouldn't be a surprise anymore.
The Islanders remind me of the 2019 Columbus Blue Jackets. Mm-hmm. I feel like they've kind of come out of nowhere over the last few years. And just like their style of hockey, it's aggressive. It mm-hmm. reminds me of John Tortorella hockey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If this results in them sweeping the Lightning, that's going to be rad.
Yeah. but also, like, please, I don't want a three-peat.
Yes. Yeah. That'd be no thank you. Speaking of the Lightning, we've got the Atlantic, which similarly, like we said, there's so many good teams. And then they also have Buffalo, Detroit, Ottawa.
Yeah. Yay. See, I feel like it's going to be the Lightning. I feel like this is going to be, like, not that this is, like, not a competitive division, but I feel like it's, like, the Pacific in terms of we know who's going to finish first and everybody mm-hmm. else just kind of fills in the blanks.
Yeah.
The Bruins got older. They made some changes. Toronto, they might come in second. I don't know. I really don't know what they're doing.
Everyone else.
Yeah.
Who knows?
The Panthers.
Yeah. I feel like if I wasn't going, because I also like Tampa's just the choice. If I wasn't going to go with Tampa, I'd probably give the Panthers a long thought mm-hmm. because they seem to be, they're at that point where they're doing really well in the regular season now. They're doing, enough to make noise and turn heads. But then when it comes to the playoffs, they just kind of unravel. This year, I think they should have Aaron Ekblad back after he was hurt last season. You know, they've made some moves. They have Joe Thornton for some reason. So I think they could be interesting. And the thing that I would be, you know, would maybe make me hedge my bets, not that I don't know anything about bets on Tampa Bay, is the fact that they essentially lost their whole, like, fourth line, checking line kind of thing. And for as much as you're like, oh, those players are replaceable, they also were really key to what Tampa was doing. So are their replacements going to be able to live up to that? I don't know. But I still think that this is their division to lose.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be Tampa Bay. It's going to be Tampa Bay. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, I do think that the other Florida team has kind of taken those strides that they've needed mm-hmm. to take. And especially with, you know, Barkov's extension and Ekblad coming back, I think it'll be pretty good.
Yeah. I look forward to many battles of Florida for years to come. And then someday the Panthers will win that one and it'll be really fun for everybody. We're going to close things out with a look at the Western Conference, aka our territory. But before we get into that, if you're listening to all this and you're thinking, you know what, I want to put some money down on one of these teams, maybe you're thinking the Panthers are the dark horse in that division. Well, you can go to betonline.ag and make all your dreams come true. The site is back. It is better than ever. And especially if you're a football person, well, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. And of course, all the hockey action. They've got a new and updated site that you can find more odds, props, contests, navigate to basically any sport you can think of. There's a page on there. So BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all things sports betting. You can go to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit by using promo code LOCKEDON. From football to baseball, boxing, right down to your favorite Vegas casino games, and of course, don't forget hockey. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season on betonline.ag. It is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your favorite sports. So that is betonline.ag, promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, where the game starts. We're going to start our next, our final section of the show, I guess, by looking at the Central Division. which for as much as we looked at the Eastern conferences and were like, oh, yikes, like this is hard. There's a lot of not great teams in here.
I'm just going to come out and say that it will not be the Predators.
No.
It's not. And it's not going to be the Wild. It's not going to be the Blues. I think it's going to be the Avalanche.
Yeah.
By a landslide.
Ooh, punny. Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. No, this is this like all of these divisions just have that one team in it that you're like, yeah, no, this is it.
It's even
and we saw last season especially there were so many times where none of the Avalanche's top players were in the lineup because they were hurt.
Right.
You know, Nate McKinnon missed time, Mikko Rantanen missed time, Gabe Landeskog missed time. You know, their defense, everyone just was hurt at some point in time, and they still were this like juggernaut.
They won the President's Trophy, didn't they?
I think so.
Yeah,
that sounds familiar. But they're just,
even
like minus Nate McKinnon, even if for some reason, if this COVID thing lingers for him, they're still just such a good team. This is one of those things where I'm going to say it, and I don't know that I 100% believe it, but Winnipeg is a team where I kind of continually talk about Winnipeg as like Connor Hellebuck and some guys, which is true. But I could see Winnipeg surprising people, particularly if Hellebuck does have another really good year. But I think that if you ask Harrison, host of Locked on Jets, he's going to be like, no, you're crazy. But I think that they could be interesting, but it all really rests on Connor Hellebuck.
Who will probably win the Vezina.
it's him or Vasilevsky, yeah. I think, for the foreseeable future until someone else, you know, shocks.
Oh, absolutely. And then we have the Pacific Division.
We do.
Our home, sweet home.
Yeah. I mean, should we just say it together on three? Because I think we know who's going to win it.
Yep.
One, two, three.
Vegas.
Yeah.
It's just... How can it not be?
I would love for it to not be. I think it will be. I would take literally any other team in the Pacific winning the division over Vegas just because it would be funny. Even if it meant that it like knocked my own team out of like playoff contention or something. If it meant that like Seattle won the division, first off, that'd be really funny. If Seattle
that'd be
somehow,
fantastic.
Like, yeah, I'd just love to see. I'd love to see someone not Vegas come home with the division this year.
I don't see it happening.
No.
Do I see a time where Vegas does eventually give up their crown? Of course.
Yeah.
It happens to everyone, but I really don't see that happening.
No.
This season, but I think it'll be fun because it'll create a stir. Like, oh,
mm-hmm.
It's up for grabs now.
Yeah.
Maybe there is a little competitiveness.
Yeah.
There's no competitiveness. Vegas just started stinking. Mm-hmm. There's just like this effect, the Pacific
right.
Division effect. Like,
yeah.
The Golden Knights are going to get sucked into it, and the Kraken are going to get sucked into it.
Yeah. Just dragging us all down together.
Right. Like, enjoy the fun times. But after a while, you're going to just become mediocre.
Yeah. Yeah, death comes for us all, Vegas. Yeah, but no, it's them. It's them. I hate it, but it's them. Congratulations, Vegas fans, I guess.
Yeah, hopefully none of you find out you're getting traded through Twitter.
Yeah, via Twitter. Yeah, no, that would stink. No, thank you.
Not my problem, but...
No, yeah, you know, not cool.
No, that's not cool, and hopefully Robin Leonard... can hold you guys down. And
yeah, I definitely said on another podcast recently that I was talking about Vegas and how, you know, they gave away Marc-Andre Fleury for nothing. Mm-hmm. The goalie that they brought in, Laurent Boissois, like, he's been okay as a backup, kind of bouncing around, but I was like, oh, he's like no Marc-Andre Fleury. And then in his like preseason game against the Kings, he looked like a freaking Vezina winner, and I was like, what have I done?
Of course, because why would Vegas ever bring someone in and not shape them into being this?
It's weird magic, and I don't think I like it.
No, I think it's time for us to fold the Golden Knights. They were a fun social experiment.
Yeah, Twitter, it's fun now.
Their Twitter was horrendous. It's time to go.
Yeah. Yeah, just poof.
And everyone else here on thin ice, too. So watch yourself.
you're all on notice.
We're just going to fold the Pacific Division as a whole.
Yeah, it's fine. You don't need four divisions. It's fine. With our look at who we think is going to come out on each division, that leads us to who is going to go and play for the Stanley Cup. So what is your Stanley Cup matchup and who is your winner?
The Islanders and Vegas. And I hope, for the love of Long Island, it's the Islanders.
I love it.
And I hope that they're the team that ends... Well, New York, first of all, professional sports were never in a drought. But for your men's sports, they can end it. They can end the men's sports.
Which, thinking of it, like, that would be a really interesting matchup because of the Barry Trotz factor. Since he coached the Capitals, who beat the Golden Knights in the Stanley Cup final. Sure, Vegas has had coaching turnover and everything since then, so whatever. But I would be in favor of that, just to see Barry Trotz beat the Golden Knights twice in the Stanley Cup final. Like, I'd be here for it. Yeah. Yeah. I think my final is Colorado, and it hurts me to say it, but I feel like it's Tampa Bay. I hate saying it, but
sick.
I know it hurts, but Tampa now has the Corey Perry factor, because he has been in the past, you know, consecutive Stanley Cup finals, playing for Montreal, playing for Dallas, and has lost each time. So
yeah, but they still have Pat Maroon.
They still but maybe they cancel each other out.
They have to.
Like, it, their math has to happen.
They're both incredibly unlikable to me. So
yeah. So I think Tampa gets there, but I've been saying Colorado every year for the past like 3 years, and eventually I have to be right, I think. I'm gonna keep sticking with Colorado as my Stanley Cup winner until that team, like, the wheels fall off of it and then they're bad again, and then I won't pick them. But I'm going to go with Colorado. They finally get the job done and I can stop picking them to win.
I'm here for it. I want them to win. I also want someone to eat pasta, like regular pasta, out of the cup.
Yes.
In front of Nathan MacKinnon.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm sure that hockey Twitter just, like, blew this out of proportion.
Probably. But it's funny.
It's hysterical. It's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
Right. Gluten's okay. You can have some sometimes. I promise. Pasta's really good. Carbs are delicious. Leave me alone.
They are. They're really good.
Yeah. So, one last prediction before we wrap things up. And I didn't preview this one with you because I just kind of thought of it now. Who is your pick, your surprise pick, really, to miss the playoffs? Because we all know that, like, you know, Buffalo, according to one, I think it was Dom from The Athletic that put out some projections, Buffalo has a 100% chance of missing the playoffs.
Oh, that's like, really
the season hasn't even started, and the analytics models have already, you know, ruled Buffalo out. So, you know, obviously Buffalo and the teams we know are going to be bad. But who was your surprise pick to miss?
I'm going to say the Canadiens.
Ooh.
Just because they're back in the Atlantic. And that is a very competitive division. And I feel like the Panthers or the Leafs are going to be the one that edges them out for the wild card spot.
I like it. My answer, it hurts me to say it because I do really like this team, but I say that the Hurricanes miss.
Yeah.
I think it's just barely, like, it's going to be one of those where it's going to come down to, like, the last game of the season kind of thing. But they lost a lot over the off season. I don't know that the people that they brought in are going to get the job done. and I don't trust their goaltending. I love Antti Raanta. I have liked him as a goalie ever since he started with Chicago. But unfortunately, he is hurt all the time. I don't know that he's ever gotten through a season without being injured. And the same thing for Freddie Anderson, who, you know, is he as bad as Maple Leafs fans make him out to be? No, but he's also not great anymore. And he is also hurt all the time. So the Canadians, or not the Canadians, the Hurricanes, you know, since I also cover their AHL team, so I'm pretty familiar with their prospect pool. If Anderson and Raanta get hurt, there's nothing behind them in terms of goaltending depth. They have Alex Lyon, who used to play in Philadelphia system and has some NHL experience, but they don't have, like, a guy. They don't have that veteran goalie stashed in the AHL who's played a bunch of NHL games. So they, if anything goes wrong with their goaltending, they're in trouble. So they are sadly, and I apologize to Jared from Locked On Hurricanes if he's listening to this. I know I'm going to hear about it. But they are sadly my pick to miss. So the bunch of jerks got to, you know, reassess, I think.
Well, we'll have to come back later in the season and reassess this and either laugh at our predictions or just be like,
we gloat. Yeah. I'm really good at gloating. So.
Oh, same.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll check back in midway through the season on how we did with these. And then, you know, at the end of the season, if we haven't hit our heads in shame over really hot takes or something, we'll check in on them. But that's it. We'd love to know what you guys think in terms of your predictions, your brackets and stuff. So go ahead and tweet at us or comment on YouTube or whatever. Give us your picks for who you think's going to win the whole thing. And make sure you keep listening to this show or watching it on YouTube and making it your first listen of the day. Until next time, you can find me on Twitter at Right Said Sarah. The show is also on Twitter, and the network is on Twitter at Locked On NHL Pods. Jess, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Jess Belmosto, and you can find that right on the screen. And of course, you can listen to Locked On Flames on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts.
Awesome. Well, thank you everyone for listening today. Thank you for watching on YouTube. Make sure you are subscribing to the show on whatever your favorite platform is. Send the links to your friends. Make sure that they are watching it as we are getting ready. We are now starting officially the NHL season. It's here. We are ready to go. And we will be here on Locked On the NHL. We're here every Wednesday. So the show is here every day of the week looking at the season. And now that you're done here, make sure you go make your second listen of the day, Locked On Fantasy Hockey. Host Scott Cullen is leaning on his decades of fantasy hockey insight and experience every day to help you be the expert of your fantasy league. That show is also free and available on all platforms. And I am in a fantasy hockey league with Scott Cullen, so I am already prepared to just be torched the whole season. It's fine. But, you know, you can listen to him on Locked On Fantasy Hockey and see how he beats all of us. It'll be funny. That is it for today. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Locked On NHL, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.